Hello and welcome back to another episode of Crazy Cat Conversations. I'm your host, Big Cat, here joined again with Dutch Zane.
What's up, y'all?
What's happening, baby?
Nothing. Finishing my coffee as usual.
Yeah, same here. You know, the neighbors are fucking running wild up there. Better be a fucking handicapped kid up there or I'm fucking swinging some bats.
Handicap is an offensive term.
What? Oh my god. Can't even say the R word.
You're supposed to say disabled.
Disabled?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Okay, so there's like...
There's a lot of shit that's offensive. Let me tell you something. If you're fucking offended by some shit, I need you to do this. Go online and write us, gofuckyourmother.net _eatmyass.
Okay, so back to the question at hand, is that handicap is offensive because hand to cap is though you're begging. You know what I'm saying? For a handout.
My nigga, I didn't even think that much.
But that's what it is, and that's how it got like that negative connotation. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, well, I'm offended by the word disabled because I think about computers and shit.
That's
like
ridiculous.
I'm disconnected from the Ethernet cable.
Differently abled. You know what I'm saying? So
look, you focus too much on words, but you're not focused on the grind. Get the fuck out of my face. Not you, Cat. You're just saying. Bro, There's bigger things to worry about. We're in a fucking account.
Big Cat is on one today. I just want the whole audience to know his energy is turned up.
Hey, I'm on 100. I'm all about that grind, baby.
I'm like, look.
Yeah.
I was like, I know we had coffee, but damn, that caffeine didn't hit just yet.
That's straight fucking Pablo Escobar coffee, baby.
Look, let me tell you something. I had Folgers. Like, it's coursing through slowly.
Nah, you gave me something L, baby. I'm on one today.
The fucking Irish Spring opened you up this morning.
Irish Spring. Hello to all my niggas out there.
I'm awake now.
Any black Irish niggas out there, please, write to the podcast. I want to see what you look like.
They are out there for
sure. They be out there like, oh, welcome to me home in Glasgow.
That's not it, baby.
What?
No. It's okay, though. That was cute.
I appreciate it.
I know. I like when you try to do cute things. I find it really amusing.
Thank you, Kat.
You know. I'd be like, oh, babe, look at you. Trying to make a schedule. Not that it's like not a productive thing, but you know what I'm saying.
All right.
Fitting everything in.
Of course. In the right places. They're falling asleep on it.
Oh, I'm done with you. You nasty. I don't know. I feel like that's something I've been working on, trying to adjust my scheduling.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a jigsaw puzzle, a Tetris of life to a certain degree.
It's a fucking Jenga piece, if you ask me.
Yo, oh my god, it is Jenga.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that metaphor. Can we expand upon that?
Bitch, I ain't got nothing else. I'm tired.
I feel like if we do the Jenga thing, it's kind of like, you know, you take one piece out so that you continue to build up.
Right. But if that shit crumbles,
then it all falls down.
Fuck.
But you got to keep taking that risk if you want to keep building, right?
Right. But Jenga's deconstructing, baby.
Well, it's like, okay, but the thing is, you take the piece out from the bottom.
Right.
And you build it on the top. So it gets higher as you take the pieces out from the bottom.
But maybe, so it's always less stable, though. So I don't think Jenga's a good metaphor.
Okay. It's less stable. But maybe it's not. I don't know.
It always is. It's the perfect fucking
Well, that's the balance. That's
configuration. What's in the box is three across and then three across to the other way.
Okay. How about this? Right? When it gets to a certain height, you got to know when you could be like, all right, let me stop taking pieces out the bottom. Right here is a good spot.
I don't think Jenga's a good fucking metaphor. Because you're fucking up the base. You know, you always start at the base or in the middle. You take away to build from the top.
Yeah. I don't want to fuck up the foundation.
Yeah, so...
You know what? Yeah. That's a good way. You don't want to take away from foundation.
Yeah, so just... When you play Jenga, don't even take no pieces out. Just take it out the box. Leave it in.
Knock the whole shit over at once. Just fuck it.
No. Just take it out and tape it. That's what I'm saying.
He said reinforce.
Reinforce that motherfucker. You don't play around with that shit.
I can't.
Unless your foundation is built upon shit.
Well, nobody wants a shitty foundation.
Yeah, so just knock it off and start anew.
I mean, you always find a way to bring the scat into it.
So maybe. No, I wasn't even thinking about this.
I know, but I had to.
All right.
Anyway. But yeah, I feel like I've been looking at scheduling in a different way lately. I feel trying to balance my independent desires, my independent growth, and the time that requires for self-care and things like that, in between obligations, you know, to being an adult, just adulting in the proper way for yourself, and then, you know, trying to maintain a social life, trying to maintain a romantic life, family life. There's so many different hats to wear.
So many different variables you gotta worry about, and which one's more important? Whichever makes you money.
I mean,
and whichever facilitates all the other fucking things that you got to worry about,
which is yourself, which is why I'm saying, like, at the end of it, you have to prioritize yourself first before everything else.
Right. Think about it. You get on the grind first. You worry about the grind. Get the money. Get your grades up. Get whatever the fuck up. You're advancing your career. But then, as you advance in positively, you get more time to fucking focus on. Not saying less important things. That's why
rich people, a lot of rich people have more free time because they have their shit set up.
Exactly. And they're always happy and shit. Man, what the fuck?
I also feel like getting like, it's kind of like this, like a metaphor, if you will. Like, you know, when you fly, they always tell you to secure your life mask first.
Yeah. Before you take on somebody else. Exactly. You might pass out.
They're like, look, if you don't have your shit on straight for yourself first, how are you doing anything else?
For anybody.
Like, so that's what I'm saying. Like, you got to remember to secure your own life mask first. People use that metaphor so many times before, but I just feel it's so true to life. It's like, you know, I guess it goes in the same one, pour into your own cup.
Exactly. Like,
instead of, you know, always pouring out, then your cup is going to be empty. And how can, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to have an abundant life. You're going to be
thirsty out here in the desert.
Oh, baby, I feel like I got cotton mouth. You know, neither here nor there.
Bitch, drink straight from the tap.
I'm saying open up. Oops. Stop. But, I don't know. So I've been thinking about better ways to manage my time and figuring out where to fit all the little Tetris pieces and shit.
Exactly. Not in your ass. This is kinky. But
I mean, look, some people have a little Lego fetish. Maybe they want, like, foreign objects. And, you know, if they... Maybe not the sharp ones.
Not the sharp ones. Like, around the edge of ones.
That's delicate that's tissue. That's the pieces
missing in your butthole, bud. Hey, I don't judge here.
Maybe there's, like, a Lego, you know, kind of, like, looking butt plug of some sort. But it's like,
you know they have it. If, it's like if you thought about material. It, they have it. Go ahead. Think anything random.
You know what I saw?
What?
You know the foot?
Foot.
The foot with the, you know. Oh, wait. Yeah, this is a podcast. They can't see what I'm doing. Yeah. Basically, a masturbatory device for men that's shaped like a foot, and they can put their penis in it to, you know, pleasure themselves.
Of course, they have it. So it's like fucking into macaroni. They got
it's a vagina foot. You know what I mean?
Hey. If you like it, I love it. That's how black people tell you they don't like it.
That's how they politely go, yeah, nah.
If you like it, I love it, baby.
Look. Not for me, but okay, weirdo. Yeah. That's kind of like...
I'm about to go up to the neighbors and slap some teeth out.
No, seriously, they're doing the most right now. It's a bit much.
Yeah, like, Nick, my nigga, it's 12 o'clock. What are you doing? And fucking it's a tap weekday. Dancing? Exactly. Like,
calm down.
I know it's a pandemic still, but nigga, don't you got a job?
I mean, maybe they don't.
Oh, shit.
Like, realistically?
Well, I should go up there and go with some Indeed applications. You see, different types of multi...
I'm done. Multitask. You was about to hit me with them when you give respect.
See, when you give respect, maybe it's a different resolution. Instead of whooping their ass, I go up there with a job interview or something. Job application.
No, you know, give them a fucking planner. Be like, here, do something with your fucking life.
Do something with your life rather than fucking invade the world of my podcast time with your fucking loud steps.
It's all right. I didn't think they heard it that much on the podcast. I would like to think they didn't.
Bro, if I hear this, I'm definitely going upstairs.
Look.
I'm going to fuck somebody's watch tonight.
Can I watch?
Yes.
Yay.
Consensually.
I'm here for it.
Yes.
Ooh, such fun. I wonder if the husband would be into cucking. Mm.
This is predominantly... minority, what can I say? Oh, populated area.
That doesn't mean he's not into it.
I don't think them niggas are too high strong.
We could introduce them to it. Like, yeah,
and they can introduce me with a batazo to the knee. I mean, a bat to the knee.
You never know.
Yeah, Spanish niggas are mostly jealous about their girlfriends.
Yeah, they're jealous, but at the same time, you know,
which, like, I never understood. Like, why we feel so possessive over somebody else's body, bro?
I mean, you know, it's this male entitlement, the machismo that's associated with it.
It's one thing I let go of completely. You know, your pussy is your pussy.
I mean, you know, I advocate for myself.
Exactly. You want to give it out to somebody else, it's up to you entirely.
I feel like we all have our own personal autonomy, you know?
You know what I'm saying?
Here we are. But at the same time, there is TPE, total power exchange. You know, where someone does give up all their power to another person.
You were talking to me about, like, fucking bank investments or something.
No, this is not a Roth IRA. This is not the talk we're having right now. But, I mean, in terms of someone feeling possessive over another person in that aspect.
Yeah. You know, I used to see in that way, but I was a child in the grand scheme of things. That was, like, years ago. And, you know, and slowly, thanks to you, you know, I came to see things in a different way of light. Like, I...
You're welcome.
Arigato, fucking bitch. Anyway, yeah. So I see that shit is different. Like, it shouldn't matter to you at the end of the day.
I feel like I grew to understand the difference between sex and love, and also like a zero sum concept. You know what I mean? Meaning that
again, I think you're like talking to me about mathematics or some bank shit I don't know about. Please teach me, baby.
Okay. Zero sum is kind of a way of thinking that if you take or if you gain something else, it means that you're going to lose it elsewhere. So, you know, if you gain affection for another person, it means that you might lose your affection or, you know, your tie to me because you've gained it with another. But that's not how it works. You know?
So it's okay, not. So I heard that before. Thank you for clarifying.
No, you're welcome. It's not a zero sum thing. You know, it's just it continues to expand, you know?
Okay. My question is, I've been meaning to like have this conversation with somebody. I've been internally, you know, dealing with this.
Okay.
So how can your affection, you know, towards somebody try to incapacitate or like take away from the time that they have for the things they want to do? How should that there be their problem? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I feel like, I think I kind of, so what you're saying is, why should it be your issue to accommodate or something like that if someone wants time that you're trying to put elsewhere to be productive?
Right.
Okay. I feel, people are always going to feel how they feel, and as individual people, we all have our own sense of entitlement, point blank.
Right.
We all, you know, whether it's regular humanity shit like respect me, I respect you, or I'm the queen out here, give me my crumpets, you know what I mean? Like, there's
oh, it might,
you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. There's different levels to it. I think that what helps maybe put that out or extinguish that kind of issue at all is first and foremost communication, right? Communicate about what you need for yourself.
Exactly.
You know, and like we just said, ourselves are our top priority, so communicate what it is that you need for yourself, and that person will do the same, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess in the communication, you can also define some boundaries.
What do you need and mm-hmm. establish and whatnot.
Or how flexible some things may be or may not be, or, you know, you figure out the Tetris of it all.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it'd be wise, you know, as I'm learning, because I'm fairly new to poly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you should tell your partners where you lie as far as time, you know? So they're...
How much you have available to them.
So they can understand that you're not neglecting them. It's just the things of life that you want to do in a productive sense the long way, so you have more time to deal with them.
I get what you're saying. I think some people don't understand that. There are people... And the thing is, even if they do understand, right? Like, there's people that just won't get that you're busy.
They don't.
You know, they're like, oh, but there's 24 hours in a day, and there's this and that, mm-hmm. and da-da-da-da-da, right? And I get it, but it's like, how you choose to spend your 24 hours is up to you.
Exactly.
You know? And additionally, yes, there are little minutes, and every minute counts, you know? So it's like, if you get a little minute, don't be upset because you didn't get more minutes.
Right. So you should appreciate the minutes that you get?
Or any, like, at all, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, and it's not to be like, oh, thank you for this crumb, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, crumb of time that you have, exactly.
It's not about that, but it's also, like, think in contrast, even if someone does understand, it doesn't mean that they don't desire differently.
Right.
That they don't feel that they should have, you know, a certain amount of your time because they deal with you or something like that. You know, which is why I say it's important, and what is kind of address the question that you asked, to have communication from both people about
exactly
what they need and, you know, where those boundaries lie, and figure mm-hmm. out how to accommodate both people in the situation. And unfortunately, sometimes both people can't be happy in a situation.
No.
You know, like, you can't make everybody happy all of the time.
Especially in poly, because you're dealing with more than one person.
That's what I'm saying.
So you got to be, when going into something like that, so I have some advice to give. when you need to be entirely upfront with what you're trying to do, so you don't waste anybody's time and nobody's time is wasted upon you. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
You gotta let them know, look, my schedule's like this and that, so I don't want you to feel any type of way. So you fucking reach out every now and then throughout the day, because, you know, to say that you don't even have a minute to text out and then somebody that you're having sexual intercourse with or having a emotional connection is complete bullshit. You have you have time, but I don't even think, you know, you have like an hour of exchange of phone conversations,
because no.
It's not like that. Just send out a message like, hey, I'm thinking about you, please don't take it the wrong way.
I want to interject there. I feel like there's no need to apologize. Like the but act if of
you, I know not okay. to interrupt you, baby. Listen, stop woman's planning to me on the podcast.
I know about the emotional shit here, you know.
Exactly. So that's it. And now that's my fucking point. God damn it. Go ahead. What kind of fucking shit you wanna say? What kind of sandwiches you making on the show?
I'll make a shit sandwich, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're gonna eat it. It's
brought
gonna
it back,
good.
Episode one.
Thank you. But no, what I'm meaning is, like, I don't feel that there should be any guilt in it. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like to apologize is to imply guilt or is to imply wrongdoing. You know what I mean?
But mm-hmm. in the same page, on the same notes that we're sharing right now, why can't I just reach out and say, look, I know it might seem like I'm neglecting you, mm-hmm. but I'm not. So I do apologize from the perspective that you might get, even though you don't feel like that. You
so
want to go ahead and reassure them.
You're acknowledging.
Reassurance, because, you know, being there, I used to really worry about, like, my relationships above everything else.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm
prioritize
saying?
Self. Prioritize.
You got to prioritize yourself more than you do relationships, but still, even if it's 30 seconds, even if it's a voice memo, you got to let them know, hey, I'm thinking about you. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm doing. Please don't feel neglected. I'm working on myself.
I get your point. I just feel like, well, you know what? Maybe that's a good thing to do to create like a safe space for a person.
Exactly. Because you're also having sex with that person.
But you're not obligated to do that is what I also want to say, because it depends on the boundaries defined by these people. Because
exactly.
Because I've had relationships with people that I care about and I'm being intimate with.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't had to talk to them every day. You get what I'm trying to say? Like maybe every third day or something like that. Like
every third day?
Mm-hmm.
You can hit up your significant other every once in a while.
No, I'm not saying that this was a significant other. Like, not someone that you call. Like,
so it's somebody like a booty call?
A homie lover friend, let's
say. A homie lover?
A homie lover friend. You ever
Where
heard
do
that
you
term?
Use the word lover like that?
Like
if you have some love for somebody, you hit them every day.
I got there's people that I love for that I don't hit up every day.
Okay.
And it doesn't impact their feeling that I have love for them. They know I still got love for them. They still got love for me.
But they know you're busy.
Thank you.
Right.
And they not, like, mad about it. And when we link up, and it's good times.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? And there's no love lost. And when we catch up, it's like, ooh, and it's like a treat.
Hey, I'm on your side entirely.
So that's what I'm saying. But then I have other types of relationships where it's like, I want to hear from you throughout the day.
Right.
You get what I mean? So that's what I mean. Like, there's like a range. There's a spectrum or whatnot. And all of these people I do care about, but I have different types of relationships and different types of boundaries set up with them. And in earnest, I like the contrast because I don't want to feel like I'm taking care of some fucking Farmville crops when I go through my
Ooh.
Phone every day. You know what I'm saying? Having to, let me check up on this
one. Yeah, clip that one.
Like, let me make this one and, you know, da 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 da. Like, no.
Hit them up.
Yeah, I want to feel like it's genuine and per se with person J or person JJ, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? We text 2-3 times a week and it's always good and it's always pleasant
right.
and sweet. And no one apologizes ever for not contacting the other because we know we're busy.
But baby, it's not apologizing. You bring the point back up. I'm sorry I'm using the wrong fucking kind of words here. Not to apologize, it's to reassure, you know?
It's to create the safe space that you need with that person
exactly.
and understanding what they require for their comfort. And you being considerate of it.
We've been witness to it, was it twice now? Where relationships deteriorated because of lack of communication, right?
This is true.
So poly especially, you give your time.
You don't want to neglect. You don't
exactly.
want someone to feel forgotten
People
about.
People think that you're giving more time to somebody else, even though you're trying to give equal times.
Or it doesn't matter who gets more time. That shouldn't be important. I think that, like, it shouldn't be a comparative thing between relationships.
Right. But what I'm saying is that you don't want anybody to think that you're giving more time to the other person. What you want them to understand is that you're a busy person. If, you know, if you're being truthful with yourself. I hope that my listeners are productive in all that they do.
I feel like...
Here we go.
Yes, first off, your time is your time and you're busy and this and a third, but like, it's kind of not my problem if you feel like I'm giving somebody else more time than you. It depends on our individual connection, how right. much time or whatever, and it shouldn't be a comparative thing to someone else. Now, of course, certain poly relationships have hierarchies and certain poly relationships do not. You know, everything is set up differently, which is why I'm saying it all is dependent upon the dynamic and the individual person. Because I feel like how you're explaining it is like a standard of existence. You know what I'm saying? So I'm
trying to get some... But it is to me. You're talking about hierarchy on your end. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm not trying to keep hierarchies. It's just the people I deal with and how we vibe.
No, and this is what I'm saying. Well, we do have hierarchy to a certain degree set up, but it's not like... It's not applicable in like what you're talking about
from
right
your,
now.
From your perspective, do you have... You see hierarchy?
From words that you had said to me, you know what I'm saying? I feel like there's a certain understanding. You know what I'm saying?
All right. We need to revisit that.
Talk about it.
While we talk about it. Because I feel like we're going into like one of the deep ends. Like from our last podcast where we had that really awkward moment in the beginning.
No, I know. And
so I don't want to dive in because we having this great discussion. I don't know where you're going to turn it that way. Maybe you took this opportunity to probably put me on the spot or something.
Is that why your voice got deeper?
No, Kat, I'm not trying to have a disagreement with you on the air or not. But no, it just seems kind of weird. You want to use this time to talk about it right now, you know? You need to fucking formulate my words first.
I'm confused by this.
No, don't stop the podcast now.
Because obviously, like, you're saying I'm putting you on the spot. And
you're not putting me on the spot. It's just weird. It's just the time when you chose to do this on.
I don't understand how it's weird.
It's just like you're trying to get something out there to the world. You're trying to send a message. That's what it seems like to me on my end.
Oh, so that's where your brain went?
That's where my brain went. And so, I'm speaking with you honestly.
Okay, so if you really want to replay what I said a few minutes ago, mm-hmm. I said that some situations have that applicable and some don't.
Okay.
And I said that it's all depending upon your individual connections and your individual
right.
dynamics and things like that. That's what I said.
Yeah, and I was in agreement with you until you used the word hierarchy.
Yeah, and that's what I meant.
Okay, well, you know, you have the freedom to fucking use it like that.
That's what I mean. Course. That's why I'm kind of confused when I said that everything is individual, and I said some have hierarchy and some don't.
Yeah.
That's what I said. And then
it's just shows your words. I guess kind of fucked up. My bad. I ate a dick on that one. Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead.
I was like, I felt you puffing up.
But
I was
put your choice of words hierarchy.
Cause, I did. You know, did that word upset you?
No, but
it seemed like it did though.
It didn't. It just, you know, when we're putting this on the outside, the people that deal with us hear this shit and then they take it the wrong way. And you have a partner that I don't know if he listens to this or whatnot. I will hope he does. I have some great advice. And I have partners uh-huh. that listen to this on my end. So I don't want to put out there that there's hierarchy because then that creates this illusion of conflict, you know?
I think that in reality there is a certain level of hierarchy within all of our dynamics, and I think that that's just the reality of how I view things, and you can view things differently, but I think that there's a certain degree of hierarchy, you know, and it might make people uncomfortable to admit it, you know, and I know that all of our partners probably,
you know, this is going out there, we're not editing this.
Yeah, that's why I said, and okay. I'm in the middle of saying, I know that all of our partners will probably hear this. So if we're being honest, there's a certain degree of hierarchy in every dynamic that we have together and individually.
All right, Kat,
you know,
that's where we lie.
I mean, here we are
moving on.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm saying You have your time to do the things you have to do. And all I'm saying is that reassurance is powerful.
It is. It makes a major difference in connectivity.
But that doesn't mean I got to spend 30 minutes on the phone with you. Those 30 minutes, I could be doing apps, I could be doing running, I could do homework, I got an essay to do. You know what I'm saying?
You got shit to get done.
You have shit to get done. And it's a fucking Tuesday.
Additionally,
go ahead.
Even after all your shit is done, mm-hmm. it doesn't mean that that time that you have left over has to go to somebody else. Why can't that time be for you?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Because just because you have that little smidge of time left, maybe you just want to fucking lay back and listen to a song and be quiet.
Play
to
some
yourself.
Fucking video games, you know what I'm saying?
You know?
Like, there's levels to this shit. We're in our fucking age of working. Like, if we were 65 and up, and yeah, whatever. Let's fucking talk about sex relationships or whatever. What makes you upset? You know what I'm saying? Maybe then. But no. Right now, it's grind time.
It's definitely grind
time. I'm not at a point in my life where I'm comfortable enough to be like, let me take a break and go to the fucking Bermudas. Mm-hmm. Not at all.
Okay, I will say this, though.
What?
You do deserve to take a break sometime. Like, you know, like an annual vacation, something like that. Yeah. Like, don't fucking work for 20 years and never take a fucking, even a weekend trip. Like, mm-hmm. and some people do that, and that shit is wild.
Yeah.
Like, no. Work hard, play hard, but just have it in priority.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, make time for that fun when your responsibilities and your adulting is done. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Get a planner and write it down.
Okay.
How about you? Oh, gotta tell the people. If you want to send us gripes, concerns,
bitches, complaints, hit us at crazycatconversations@gmail.com with your questions. We're taking questions from now on. If you have any relationship things, you need some relationship advice, poly, non-poly, kinky or non-kinky, we're here to help.
Yes.
crazycatconversations@gmail.com. And if you have any complaints about the words that I use, such as bitch or when sometimes I say nigger, you can also reach me on my email myself so I can respond to you at gofuckyourmother.net/suckmydickfromtheback. You fucking crazy.
On an ending note, we are now available for streaming across podcast streaming platforms.
Such as Pocket Cast, Spotify,
Apple, Google Play,
motherfucking, I think we're on fucking Tidal too. I don't know.
Anchor. But please like and please subscribe.
Yeah.
Give us also, a 5-star rating.
Follow me on Sons of Black Phillip. We have a Facebook page and whatnot. We give manly misogynist advice.
It's so funny.
It's funny, but it's also truthful. It has to do with the grind. All right, guys. This was Big Cat.
Yo, I'm Duchess Zane, and y'all take it easy out there.
All right. Big dicks is good for you.
Mm-hmm.